first, a few not-so-happy statistics. The Alzheimer's Association says there are 5.5 million Americans aged 65 and older who have Alzheimer's disease. That's one out of every 10 folks in that age bracket. Almost two-thirds of those Alzheimer's patients are women. And as America ages, the number of Americans with the disease continues to increase. David Wheeler of Tallahassee, whose father Willie succumbed to Alzheimer's, says the affliction is no longer confined to seniors.
We've heard a story recently about a woman in her 30s. People in the prime of their careers, in the peak of their careers, are going to be leaving the workforce. Key people in organizations are going to be leaving. Their spouses or partners are going to have to either curtail their work or leave the workforce altogether to take care of them. The cost of taking care of them, even at home, is high. In facilities, it's huge.
Which means more clientele for and services provided by the Alzheimer's Association. Yasmin Khan is the development manager for the regional association chapter that extends from Orlando through all of North Florida. She says there are many service offerings.
The support groups, the community forums, being able to impact those directly, not only in Leon County, but also all the way up to Escambia County. Being able to really provide a voice to those who are living with Alzheimer's, not only those diagnosed, but their caregivers as well.
Of course, says Khan, all of these things would not be necessary if there was a cure or some kind of vaccination to prevent Alzheimer's from happening in the first place.
We also really provide a lot of money towards research. We have a recent increase of $425 million being given towards Alzheimer's research. And that's something that we are, you know, hoping to improve on every year in terms of just being able to provide more funds and more attention to Alzheimer's disease.
Certainly, there are multiple funding sources, but David Wheeler says the most critical is the money that comes from the community itself through the association's premier event, the yearly Walk to End Alzheimer's.
We are going to be meeting at Cascades Park next Saturday. That's a week from this Saturday, Saturday, October 13th. If you're not already registered or signed up for the event, you can show up on Saturday morning and register on the spot. Donate $100, you get a t-shirt. Raise or donate more, we have other incentives.
There are many ways to be involved.
Put together a team with your coworkers, your faith community, your civic group, amongst your family and friends. It's not too late to sponsor our event.
Wheeler says there are two courses for the walk. The shorter of the two stays within the confines of Cascades Park, while the longer course winds through the wooded beauty that is Myers Park. But walking isn't mandatory, and event supporters are welcome to just hang out and cheer the walkers as they stroll by. Yasmin Khan says everything participants need to know is available online.
Just go to alz.org/walk. Just type in your zip code, you'll find our page, and you can click on register to form a team.
Next Saturday morning's Walk to End Alzheimer's registration begins at 8, with the walk itself stepping off at 9:30. Oh, and this late-breaking development, the event is already just over halfway to its $85,000 fundraising goal. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.